A University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher is working to unravel a lingering mystery of the 9/11/2001 terrorist attack on the World Trade Center in New York City. The collapse of Building 7 near the Twin Towers has long been a centerpiece of theories that the September 11th attacks were part of a government conspiracy. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, UAF engineering professor J. Leroy Halsey is taking a scientific approach to scrutinize what happened to the building.
Dr. J. Leroy Halsey is funded by the group Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth to research what brought down World Trade Center Building 7, the 47-story high-rise collapse 7 hours after the Twin Towers fell over 300 feet away. Halsey says an analysis by the National Institute of Science and Technology attributes the failure to numerous fires ignited inside the high-rise by debris from the Twin Towers.
The expansion of the steel was such that it created a problem. It occurred on the 13th floor with Column 79, and because of that, it collapsed. So I've been asked by Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, who's a group of professionals that have put together their own money to get another opinion.
Halsey says he was connected with the group through a friend. Halsey, who has decades of structural engineering experience around the country, including forensic analysis of building failures, says he's using Building 7 structural drawings to model failure scenarios.
Get the structure put into a digital system that we can simulate its behavior. It's very complicated.
An alternate Building 7 collapse theory says it was a controlled demolition using explosives.
People have put straight lines on the video to see if it goes straight down, and it's almost perfectly straight down. Yet the building is not symmetric. One might say, well, why did that happen? You know, and you can begin to see why people have all these ideas about why that building came straight down like that. And matter of fact, the Twin Towers came down pretty straight, too.
Halsey, who's been working on the project for a year, stresses that he and two graduate students are going about the analysis with open minds.
There's a lot of stuff that's been written about this, and I have absolutely refused to read it. And I'm not going to read it until we have our results finished. And then I've told my students that they are not allowed to read it either. So we do not want to have a bias. We're going to try to do this purely scientifically.
Halsey says after the analysis is completed, he'll read everything he can find about Building 7 theories and welcome feedback.
And we're in the process of putting together a professional team of experts to review our work.
Halsey says he intends to have some key research results available by this coming September 11th and will give public presentations, including in Alaska. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.